Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Church with the government. Get on. One of the best 15 minutes or so in the universe. It's Adam Carolla over here. It's Mark Hard Out Garagus over there. It's Reasonable Doubt or Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. How say you, Mark?
I couldn't be better. How about you, Adam? I hear you've had quite a day today.
I've been busy today.
Nothing better. What did my mom used to say? The devil's workshop, idle hands, or something along those lines?
The devil makes work for idle hands.
Wow, look at you.
Yes.
Who taught you that?
Your mom. You just weren't listening. You didn't pay attention during the Christmas party like I did.
You were there listening to all the bull bulls.
I was semi-sober and I had both ears open.
Yeah, I buy both ears open. I buy semi-sober. I'm gonna say objection, argumentative.
It was before dinner. Still.
Still is right. So the talk of the legal community today is, we haven't been following this, and I don't know why, the Alex Jones trial from InfoWars. He's being sued by the parents of the kids who were murdered at Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a damages phase. And something very interesting came about today, and it's been, you know, I get push notifications from all of my legal listservs and other things that I follow. And this was one. Gary's got the video of it. I want you to watch this, Adam. And I'll talk about the legal and ethical ramifications and strategic ramifications. You can tell me what you think, just, you know, the usual Carolla take on things.
All right. This is Alex Jones in court.
Yeah, on the stand.
On the stand.
Did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protect it in any way. And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook. Did you know that?
I told you the truth. This is your Perry Mason moment. I gave them my phone, and then...
Mr. Jones, you need to answer the question.
No, did you know this happened?
No, I didn't know this happened, but I mean, I told you I gave them the phone over.
Mr. Jones, in discovery, you were asked, do you have Sandy Hook text messages on your phone? And you said no, correct? You said that under oath, Mr. Jones, didn't you?
I mean, I was mistaken, but you got the messages right there.
You know what perjury is, right? I just want to make sure you know before we go any further. You know what it is?
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm not a tech guy. I told you I gave, in my testimony, the phone to the lawyers before or whatever, and so you got my phone, but we didn't give it to you.
No, Mr. Jones, one more time. And please remember, if you need to assert the Fifth Amendment, you can. I need to know that you can do that. But you testified under oath previously that you personally searched your phone for the phrase Sandy Hook and there were no messages. You said that under oath.
Yes.
And you lied when you said it.
No, I did not lie.
Wow.
I don't know where to begin on this. I mean, there's so many. First of all, a point of edification for young lawyers out there. Why this judge and why his lawyer are not screaming bloody murder? You can't ask. First of all, it's improper to ask somebody if they know what perjury is. That's argumentative. Second of all, you can assert the fifth if you want, the way that he just did it, totally improper and objectionable. However, switching to the other side, back and forth here, his lawyer, if he turned that over and they know, you have an ethical duty when you get something that's been turned over that probably you didn't realize you were turning over. And this happens a lot now with electronic discovery. People want phones images. People want all kinds of other information, like your emails or your texts or things like that. If you realize the person who receives this electronic information that they probably screwed up, as he just indicated, you have a duty to tell the other side ethically that you turn this over and you can't use it. You've either got to destroy it, turn it back, or whatever. If, in fact, he did do that, which it sounds like he did, meaning the Sandy Hook parents' lawyers, and Alex Jones' lawyer sat on that, boy, oh boy, does that lawyer have some splaining to do, because that is kind of ethical lawyering 101, that you've got to claw back that information, then do a privilege log or assert that it was done by mistake and go from there.
Well, you said Alex Jones's attorney got that information, but wasn't it Alex Jones's attorney that gave that information to the parents of the Sandy Hook's lawyer?
Correct. He got it from his client. He had presumably an image of the phone or the phone itself. He then turns it over during discovery. There was probably a request for emails, texts, anything with Sandy Hook. When he turns it over, and there, it sounds like they mistakenly turned over stuff that was not requested or was privileged, didn't do a privilege log, and there's something along those lines. If that was not true, then Jones's lawyer should have objected and said, this is argumentative, I want a sidebar, blah, blah, blah. If it is true, when it was turned over 12 days ago by mistake, he should have clawed it back.
Well, did he not know he turned it over by mistake? And then you said it was incumbent on the attorney that got the information to notify him that you've sent us something that you probably didn't want to.
Yeah, right. And I assume when he says, you know, you're assuming a lot here because nobody objected, nobody explained it. The lawyer for Sandy Hook saying 12 days ago, I notified them, that meaning Alex Jones and his team, that we got this stuff. Then 2 days ago, I became free to use it. I assume there's some kind of a 10-day window to give notice that you either want to claw this stuff back, give it back, or do an objection, or do a privilege log. None of that apparently was done. And Alex Jones' lawyer is just sitting there letting his client get cross-examined. It's almost like he wanted to torture his own client, because when he's saying, do you know about the fifth? Do you know what perjury is? Blah, blah, blah. That is totally improper.
Why would he even offer the fifth?
Yeah, because he's basically saying, you testified during discovery, or you gave in response to written answers. Did you ever search your phone, or did you ever talk about Sandy Hook parents? And he apparently, according to Alex Jones there, said no, or according to the lawyer. If that's the case, he's then the lawyer, the Sandy Hook lawyer, is suggesting when you say you searched and you didn't find it, you were lying, because now your lawyers inadvertently gave me the phone. I've checked the phone, and it is replete with references to what you denied being on your phone.
Yeah, but I'm still not sure why that attorney would offer up the chance for him to stop talking.
Which why the attorney would say, do you want to take the fifth? Because there is this idea that if you assert the fifth, that you are then admitting culpability, that you have you recognize the fact that you've lied under oath,
so
that if you've committed perjury.
Yeah. Right. So you're saying, you know, did you beat your wife? And you go, I'm taking the fifth. And then the jury goes, well, obviously he's not denying it. And
well, also in a civil case, in a criminal case, If you take the Fifth, you can't bring it up. In a civil case, there are certain ramifications. If you take the Fifth or assert the Fifth, you can get presumed to have a rebuttable presumption, meaning it can be held against you. Criminal case, it can't be. Civil case, yes, it can be held against you if you assert the Fifth, but generally that's done outside of the presence of the jury. And in most jurisdictions, it's completely improper to ask the guy if he wants to assert the Fifth, or do you know what the definition of perjury is?
So is it lawyering 101 that if your client is up on the stand and he's being crossed and they say, do you know what perjury is? Can you define perjury? You would object.
You'd object, argumentative, move for a mistrial. I mean, that you are basically, it's the opposite, or it's kind of a relative of what's called vouching. You're acting as if you're testifying, so to speak, as the lawyer, that you've got information that's not coming out of the witness stand, it's coming from your counsel table. And that's not something that you're supposed to do. You know, my father used to have an expression that, how you're a good trial lawyer when you can commit misconduct and know you're doing it. So I suppose if this guy thinks he can get away with it, and surely he's getting away with it, the judge is not insinuating herself. She's already, given some of the other clips I've seen, not too happy with him. She jumped in previously, or I think after, during this trial, and said, you're under oath basically, and twice you violated that oath, which again is unbelievable. That's not something you would see in 99.99% of trials anywhere.
I don't want to correct you, but that's not exactly how your dad phrased it. It's not. It seems frivolous.
You correct me on my mom, and now you correct me on my dad.
You got the gist of it right. Let's. I don't want to embarrass you, Mark. You guys were close.
I know, but my parents did a great job of raising you. They were a little slipshod.
So, I couldn't resist once you got into my dad's set.
I know you couldn't resist.
You got both parents in there in under 10 minutes. Unbelievable.
Right? That was a pretty good over and under, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you've accused me of favoring my father in the past. So I was just trying to, fit into your narrative.
So what is his lawyer doing? And then why isn't he objecting?
I cannot figure this out unless there's some kind of a strategy that people have speculated. Is he trying to create an ineffective assistance of counsel? That generally is in a criminal case. It's a very tough standard in a civil case, although this guy may be approaching the argument here. There was something else that was apparently on the phone where, and I would love to see the exact text, where Alex Jones is saying that he was making $800,000 a day. Now, I don't know if he was saying he was grossing or he was netting. I mean, those are the kinds of things that are lost when people are commenting. But when you're determining damages, meaning money and how much you're going to award, those are the kinds of things that will give jurors some great wind at their back to add a bunch of zeros onto your damage award.
And the attorney gave them this information, was alerted to the fact that they gave the information, and yet, 10 days and maybe even more, because it could be working days, went by without them getting it back. Is that pure malfeasance, or is there some attempt for a mistrial?
I watched it three times today, because I cannot figure out what is going on. First of all, if you screwed up, if you're the lawyer and you screwed up, then you object, ask to go up to sidebar and say, I screwed up, fall on the grenade. You're not going to let your client get torched because you screwed up. If you didn't screw up, you would still say, objection, that misstates the evidence. I want a sidebar to cleanse this, so to speak, because it's a disaster any way you cut it. And don't believe me, it's caught on like wildfire in the legal community.
So when's this thing wrapping up, and what are your predictions?
It sounds like a shitstorm in the making here. Wrapping up today, tomorrow, you'll have a verdict, I think, before day after tomorrow if this drops on Wednesday. But this thing, they're not going to, you know, the next question out of the jury is going to be, can we have a calculator? I mean, this is set up for a monumental award against him.
And then will Alex Jones appeal whatever that is?
I assume so. More likely, he'll pull a bankruptcy move. I mean, and throw this into bankruptcy. I mean, that seems to be where it's headed. A lot of this whole litigation has been somewhat inexplicable. I mean, there's, you know, he's made statements going into this trial about the judge. He's made statements going into this trial about the parents. And I, you know, God knows if you're the lawyer, if he's the client from hell or if he's hired the lawyer from hell or combination of two. I would love to do clips of this and show it at the next trial lawyers convention as kind of 101 of things not to do. Reminds me of when you were kind of critiquing somebody who will remain nameless, who was made a career out of supposedly being a carpenter on TV, and how crazy it would drive you. I've sat with you when there's literally steam coming out of your ears about how ridiculous it is. It's the same. I feel your pain here when I'm watching this.
Well, you now have something to add to your Jerry Lewis montage of how to be deposed. All right, Mark. Well, we stayed on one subject the whole show, so that is a step toward the light. And I will update you on this trial and many others in upcoming episodes as well. You can go to adamcroll.com for all the live shows, because I'm traveling throughout the country. And my book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, audiobook is out as well, so enjoy that. Mark, what do you have?
I'm hitting it again. Dirty Tacos, stop by Grand Central Terminal, ask for Jake or Tay, and they've assured me if you say RD or Beyond a Reasonable Doubt that you will get something, some kind of a bonus. So we'll see whether that's tortilla chips, guacamole, or hot sauce.
So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.